Some of the world's best ice climbers descended last week on the small mountain town of Ouray, Colorado, to test their skills on ice-covered rock. Some of them have been coming to the annual Ouray Ice Festival since it began 20 years ago. Others have moved to this community just to climb in the city's ice park. Sadie Babbitts was at this year's festival and brings us this story about how ice has made the town what some call the Switzerland of America.
The ice found in Box Canyon outside Ouray makes those icicles growing off your gutters this winter look pretty paltry. There's a curtain of ice here in this deep gorge that hangs like melted candles off the rock. And it's here where some of the best climbers in the world, like Canadian Will Gadd, come to play and compete. Gadd clips his rope into screws that are already set in the ice and rock. Sharp metal crampons on his feet and ice picks in his hands help him move up what appears to be a frozen waterfall.
Will's looking super smooth and cruising the lower rock section, and I'm feeling really confident that he's going to give us a good show here.
Bill Witt is a judge at this year's festival. He holds a stopwatch as he watches Gadd swing out onto a massive rock face called the Mighty Aphrodite.
Well, what we're looking for is basically who gets the highest, the fastest. Right now, the upper platform is kind of rebuffing a lot of people. They're getting to the diving board and getting kind of schooled and knocked off the route.
The diving board is a man-made climbing wall that juts out over Box Canyon. A horse skull with deer antlers attached dangles from the top. Gadd shakes out an arm before he moves onto the platform.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Gadd has 12 minutes to complete the route, but with a couple minutes left, Gadd falls off.
Even too much for his hands.
His rope clipped into the rock catches him, and for a few moments he smiles, suspended safely above the canyon floor. Gadd's been coming to the festival off and on since it started 20 years ago as a way to show off the sport.
And then it's just grown and grown and grown, and now it's a real gathering of the outdoor sports world, and it's really a lot of fun to see this much energy and this much psyche put into a sport.
Now there are dozens of gear vendors, competitions, and prize money for the winners. Thousands of people come here every year to check out the festival and the ice park. But when windsurfer-turned-climber Bill Witt moved to Ouray from Southern California in 1989 to ice climb, there wasn't much happening. The mines in the area were closing, and people were leaving Ouray. In 1991, Witt teamed up with local attorney Gary Wild to buy a hotel in Ouray. The winter was so quiet, Witt was lucky to have one room filled at his hotel. Witt and his business partner started thinking if they could make more ice in the canyon, then maybe people would come and stay in the hotel. Witt says Wild was skeptical.
It was like full-on Field of Dreams, build it and they will come. And he's like, you're mental.
The two got permission to access private land in the canyon owned by Ouray Hydroelectric. They worked with the U.S. Forest Service to have access to the rest of the land, and the hydroelectric plant let Witt tap into a water pipe that runs along the canyon's rim to make ice.
We welded hose taps on, basically like you have on the side of your house to hook your garden hose to. We hooked those on, we're like, wow, we got water!
There was a lot of trial and error those early years of the ice park, a lot of frozen garden hoses being shoved into Witt's hotel hot tubs to unthaw. Then it was back to the canyon to grow more ice.
So, I mean, it was hysterical, but that was the start of ice farming in Ouray.
5 years ago, the city of Ouray bought 24 acres from the U.S. Forest Service that now make up most of the ice park. Water comes from the city to create more than 200 climbing routes in the park.
It's absolutely gorgeous and astonishing. And what makes it more amazing is when you really understand what goes into it.
This is Nicole Green. She moved here 18 years ago to climb. Now she's on the park's board of directors.
We actually have a team of three ice farmers who work for the Ouray Ice Park, and they create the ice here in the park. They maintain it. When it snows, they're out here hosing off the ice to maintain its integrity. I mean, it is a labor of love to create this park.
I see ice that's melting and dripping off. It just looks like that huge chunk of ice up there could just fall off at any moment.
Yeah, that's the thing about ice climbing is you're on this very ethereal thing that you've learned your whole life that ice is not a stable structure. But really, when it adheres to the rock, it's surprising what you can do on it.
1 minute left, Angelica. 1 minute left, girl.
This is the first time world champion ice climber Angelica Rayner of Italy has competed at the Ouray Ice Festival.
Oh,
Rainer's climb was high enough to win the women's climb and come in second overall.
How's the ice here?
Very nice. I really like the ice park. I would like to have something at home like this.
Oh, duel!
Rainer actually skipped a World Cup competition to come to Ouray. Just a few years ago, only four women came to compete. On the men's side, Will Gadd climbed the highest to win his competition. He says there's just something special about this festival.
Here, everybody's rooting for everybody. You know, you want everybody to have their absolute best run. And that vibe is strong here. It's a community gathering, a gathering of the sort of ice climbing tribe, and just a great place.
It's a place that those guiding the direction of the nonprofit Ouray Ice Park hope to one day expand by adding more climbs in the canyon. The nearly $200,000 needed to keep the park open and free to everyone is raised through the festival each year. There's always a question whether the park will have enough money, but organizers say the money raised from this year's festival has exceeded expectations. For Only a Game, I'm Sadie Babbitts.